Listening Library presents Monster Blood Tattoo, Book 1, Foundling, by D.M. Cornish. Read for you by Humphrey Bauer. The dedication reads, "For Will and Mandy, who were the first to believe." One. It began with a fight. Foundling, noun, also wastrel. Stray people, usually children, found without a home or shelter on the streets of cities, or even, amazingly, wandering exposed in the wilds. The usual destinations for such orphaned children are workhouses, mills, or the mines, although a fortunate few may find their way to a foundlingry. Such a place can care for a small number of foundlings and wastrels, fitting them for a more productive life and sparing them the agonies of harder labour. Rosamund was a boy with a girl's name. All the other children of Madame Opera's estimable Marine Society for Foundling Boys and Girls teased and tormented him almost daily because of his name. And this day, Rosamund would have to fight his worst tormentor, Gosling, a boy who had caused him more misery than any other, a boy he worked hard to avoid. Unfortunately, when it was time to practice Harundo, there was no escaping him. At Rosamund's feet was the edge of a wide chalk circle, drawn upon floorboards so fastidiously cleaned that the grain protruded as polished ridges. Opposite stood his enemy.